they do now is they look up in the want edge, for sale, perfect 1962 Caddy, mint condition. And somebody shows up, wow, beautiful, how much you want for it? 5 G's. Well, I guess I got to pay. They hop behind the wheel and you never see them again. They go once around the block and they're gone. You sit there waiting and waiting. And so if you're advertising a fancy car and someone takes it for a test drive, they're recommending that you go with the potential buyer. But don't be surprised if he sticks a gun in your back. So what you're going to have to do when you take your car for a test drive, you got to sit in the passenger seat and put some other relative in the back seat with a shotgun so you can fire back. I mean, what kind of country is this? We never worried about this kind of stuff back in the Bronx. Back in the days when I was on the Grand Concourse and everybody called me John Enrico. We had a booster car. We did it the old way. Hotwired it. Didn't need no damn guns. Didn't need to terrorize anybody. You'd wait till late at night, about 3 a.m. Wasn't nobody around. Officer Dennehy was sleeping in the basement. You'd slip out with a pair of wire cutters, little duct tape. You'd jimmy the door. You'd get under the dash, snip and tuck it, and you're out of there. I mean, that's how I took Dolores Del Vecchio out on all our dates. But I was too young to get a driver's license. I didn't have any money to buy a car. So when we had a big date on a Saturday night, I'd boost one. So I'm sitting in this old Chevy. Outside of Dolores' house, I look in the mirror, make sure my ducktail looks sweet. I check my wallet, pulled out my condom. Took out one of my mama's needles and put a tiny pinprick in the end of the condom. See, Dolores was dating another guy, and she was real worried that I'd be the one to get her pregnant. So I put that pinprick in the condom. To this day, that kid's walking around thinking Tony Kalachekis is dead. Little good old-fashioned Bronx fun. Well, Dolores' mother was what you call a real pushy mom. I remember picking her up. She looked so sweet. She was 15 at the time and pretty as a picture. Her mom was afraid she'd never get married and never settle down. So as we stood in the doorway, ready to go out on our big date, she said, Johnny, could I see you for a second? Dolores, go wait in the car. So Dolores went to the car and sat down. Her mom pulled her dress up over her head. You believe it? Her mother. And pointed to the cooter and said, look at this, Johnny, huh? This is what Dolores is going to look like when she's full grown.
The Grease Man, DC 101.